Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And sings to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, Street Love family. This is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in and honored to be able to speak the word of God into your life today. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's get in prayer agreement. Dear Heavenly Father, we gather together this beautiful day to give unto you the glory, honor, and reverence due your name. We set aside all our worries, concerns, and troubles to open ourselves to hear and receive from you. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Now, have you had a recent well-check visit? In the healthcare field, a well-check visit is an appointment with your physician to make sure the body is in good working order. On the job, they encourage you to balance your work and home life and have a mental health well-check visit. Or if a police officer is summoned to your home to follow up on your loved one, it's called a well-check visit. Today, I'm led to discuss with you the importance of scheduling time to meet with the great physician, Jesus. In John chapter 6, verse 2, Jesus is known as the great physician for healing the sick miraculously. When you schedule your well-check visit with the great physician, he'll be Jehovah Rapha, the Lord of healing. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, your provider. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is present. Jehovah Siknu, the Lord of righteousness. When you schedule time with your Lord, the great physician, he'll be the Lord you need in the areas most needed, and miraculous things will happen in your life. Amen. The title of today's message is Well Check Visit with the Great Physician. Glory to God. Our Street Love Bible story is found in the book of John, chapter 4. I'm going to be reading verses 6 through 26 and then 28 through 30, and I'm going to be in the Amplified Version. Glory to God. And Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, tired as he was from his journey, sat down to rest by the well. It was then about the sixth hour, about noon. Presently, when a woman of Samaria came along to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone off into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, and a woman for a drink? For the Jews have nothing to do with the Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you had only known and had recognized God's gift and who this is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him instead, and he would have given you living water." She said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw, no drawing bucket, and the well is deep. How then can you provide living water? Where do you get your living water?" Jesus answered her, "All who drink of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever takes a drink of the water that I will give him shall never, no, never, be thirsty anymore. But the water that I will give him shall become a spring of water welling up, flowing, bubbling continually within him unto eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never get thirsty nor have to come continually all the way here to draw." At this, Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back here." The woman answered, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have spoken truly in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands." Yep, he said, five husbands. "And the man you are now living with is not your husband." Stop again. So he just told her, "You have been married five times, and the man you're living with is not even your husband." Look at Jesus. "In this, you have spoken truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see and understand that you are a prophet. Our forefathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place where it is necessary and proper to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither merely in this mountain nor merely in Jerusalem. You Samaritans do not know what you are worshiping. You worship what you do not comprehend. We do know what we are worshiping. We worship what we have knowledge of and understand. For after all, salvation comes from among the Jews. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called the Christ, the Anointed One. And when he arrives, he will tell us everything we need to know and make it clear to us. Jesus said to her, I, who now speak with you, am he. Then the woman let her water jar down and went away to the town. And she began telling the people, come, see a man who has told me everything that I ever did. Can this be? Is not this the Christ? Must not this be the Messiah, the Anointed One? So the people left the town and set out to go to him. The word of the Lord. When Jesus came to the well, it was his appointed time with a woman who had been married several times and living with one who was not her husband. It was a well-checked visit to assess all she had done and tell her things to come. Things she thought were hidden, things unhidden, and her heart motive for it all. When was the last time you went to the well or to your prayer closet to have a well-checked visit and spend time with Jesus, your Lord, so he can tell you all you had done and what changes were needed in your life, unhidden, and your heart motive for them? Selah, pause and think on that. Sister Shelley's well-checked visit personal story. I was scheduled to donate my kidney, and apparently I was getting nervous, and my body responded by not having a bowel movement. Yep, I said it. I went to the doctor, and he gave me a prescription that he said I'd have to take for the rest of my life. Well, you know, that didn't sound right. So I decided to set a well-checked visit with the Lord. And in my time with him, he told me to drink warm water. I then got some water, heated it up, and added a little lemon juice in it. And when I drank it, everything started working and flowing normally. And to this day, since 2001, since we've had the kidney transplant, I've been continuing to drink warm water with lemon juice, and I've never filled that prescription. My well-checked visit with the great physician kept my body in good working order. It gave me balance in my work and home life, and I obtained peace in my mind to go ahead and have the surgery. Love listeners, well-checked visits with the great physician will reveal and heal the hidden, unhidden, and heart motive of everything in your life. Repeat this after me. The great physician, Jesus, will reveal and heal everything in my life when I make a well-checked visit with him. Glory to God. Glory to God. In conclusion, when you schedule time with your Lord physician, he'll be the Lord you need in the areas most needed, and miraculous healing, peace, and provision will be present as a banner of righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Street Love family, that ends this week's power message. And I hope it was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe Jesus died. He rose again. And right now is seated at the right hand of my Father. And I now confess him as my Lord. I am saved. And I have a home in eternity. Glory to God. Family, I have another invitation. And it's for you, those who would like to rededicate their lives to Christ. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Now, this is for those who have received Jesus at some point in their life, but maybe you walked away and you haven't, you know, maybe you backslid, but you want to come back to him right now, in your heart right now. You just confess underneath your breath anything you need to, and I'm going to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for my listeners and those who are rededicating their lives according to 1 John 1:9. Father God, cleanse them, wash them of all unrighteousness, Father God. They are now coming back to you wholeheartedly, wanting to come back to you and say you are their Lord and Savior. And we thank you, Father, that they are healed right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah. Do you all hear that bell? That bill is for you who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated your lives. Hallelujah. There are angels giving glory and praising God just for you right now. Hallelujah. And you know what, Street Love listeners? I have a free gift for you just for receiving Jesus or rededicating your life. Go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button. Let me know that you received Jesus or rededicated, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go to our announcements. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. Hey, it's only 15 minutes. Amen. And everybody's got 15 minutes. My second announcement, my ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of River Rouge, Ecor, Southfield, Italy, New York that I can show the compassion of the Lord to? Guess what? Sister Shelley would love to come to your church, and if you're ready for me to come there, just prayerfully consider and just reach out to me, and let's pray about it together and make it happen. Amen? Right now, I'm at a location that has two churches, Church of the Resurrection and Runners for Christ. They are at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. And I'm there the fourth Wednesday of each month, glory to God. And we bring the street ministry there and we pass out lunches, Bibles, and we pray for each person who is in attendance. And people are getting saved and rededicated to the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you would like for me to come to your church, just pray about it and let's make it happen. Pretty soon we are going to be going to a new location in Lincoln Park, Michigan. Glory to God. It's a Baptist church and I'm excited about it. So I'll be telling you about that pretty soon. Glory to God. My last announcement is August is our fundraiser month and we're going to run the fundraiser till September 5th. If you would like to contact me or donate, you can go to freelunchandprayer.org. And click the donate button, or if you would like to donate by Cash App, My Cash App account is $StreetLove93, and you can donate it any amount. Or if you'd like to send a check or money order, you can make it payable to First Fruits Living Ministries, P.O. Box 39750, Redford, Michigan, 48239. Glory to God. Well, family, I've enjoyed my time. I believe this message was just for you, and I pray you have a blessed week. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you and on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. I love you. And remember, street love begins with you. Have a great week, family.